In today's episode, we're going to discuss the very specific actions that will help you move from managing your teen to trusting your emerging adult.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. On Tuesday, I told the story of four very different living and moving experiences of my kids. Connor and Isabel finding their own new places, mostly without me, and being elbow deep in every detail of Rowan's move to college and of Grace's current living situation. They have the same parents, but four completely different levels of involvement all at the same time. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, go back and start there. This one builds right on top of it. So I said something on Tuesday that I want to sit with for another minute. The goal was never to be in the managing parent role forever. The goal was kids who still choose to confide in you once they don't have to. That line is easy to say and hard to live. Trusting more when you have less control doesn't feel like growth in the moment. It usually just feels like loss. It's only later, looking back, that you can see it was actually the relationship deepening, not shrinking. So this week, the small stuff, the little threshold moments where you get to practice this on purpose before the big ones ask it of you. This week's word of the week is confidant, not manager or decision maker. Confidant. Someone entrusted with what's real, not because you demanded it, but because you've made yourself safe enough to hear it. That's the role you're growing into. It's quieter than the old one, but it's not smaller. The shift may be uncomfortable, but it is so worth it. Your tiny action is this. Ask one question before you offer advice. Do you want my input, or do you just want me to vent to? Then actually wait for the answer before you talk. Do you want my input, or do you just want me to listen? Your micro-rebellion is to resist the urge to fix something you weren't asked to fix just once this week. Notice how it feels in your body to hold back. That discomfort is the letting go, happening in real time. And each time you do it, it will become easier, I promise. The awareness is half the battle. And here is your one line to steal. I trust you to handle this. I'm here if you want to talk it through. No pressure either way. Use it exactly as is. It works. I'm adding a new piece to the Butterfly Effect episodes because it just fits so beautifully. Each week, I'm going to read a listener review. I am so, so grateful when people take the time to share their thoughts about the show, and I thought this would be a really fun way to give people a shout out. So today's review is from Sue Teacher, and she labeled it, wow, wise, compassionate, rich, and helpful, 5 stars. So much truth and wisdom in this podcast. I felt immediate trust in the host, whose words convey deep knowledge, experience, and truth. Her messages in each episode are so focused, and she helps the listener grow without being top down or coming off as, I've got it all together and you don't. What a rich support for parents and therefore the LGBTQ kids who might feel lost or alone. Highly recommend for parents who want to learn how to best love and support their queer kids. Thank you, Sue. I was blown away the first time I read this. It really just means so, so much to me. And reviews like this one are one of the reasons I continue to make this show. If you've got 30 seconds, leaving one helps a niche show like this one reach the parents who need to find it. It genuinely makes my day as well, and it helps the show grow. I'll see you next Tuesday for a new episode. Until next time, keep choosing to be a little more human and a little more kind. Your space says something before you ever do. Whether it's an office, retail space, commercial property, or national rebranding work, the quality of your environment reflects your brand. At Hester Commercial Painting, we deliver professional, high-quality results with minimal disruption to your business. On time, on budget, done right. Hester Commercial Painting, craftsmanship at work. To schedule a consultation, go to go.hesterdecorating.com/MHMK. That's go.hesterdecorating.com/MHMK.